Hello, fellow ink drinkers, and welcome back to the Blind Girls Book Talk podcast. Aria.
And I'm Belle.
And we are two sisters who love reading and love books. And so what we've done is we've created this show in order to talk more about it and to talk more about the books that we love, the books that we wish we could change, all that kind of thing. This show is a variety show, so we cover a variety of bookish content, and it can range from bad retellings of stories to book-to-movie adaptation comparisons to buddy reads. The list really does go on, but today we are actually going to be doing another bad retelling, and this bad retelling is of Great Expectations. Now, before I go on, I do want to say that both Belle and I have just woken up, so that is probably why we might sound a little different at first, just until we get, you know, more awake. Okay, so that's that disclaimer out of the way. So, when it comes to Great Expectations by Charles Dickens, both Belle and I read this book at the same year in high school. It was in ninth grade, freshman year. And I was not a fan at all of Great Expectations. I absolutely positively despised the book. Now, Belle adored this book, absolutely loved it. And so she always keeps trying to tell me, like, hey, you should give it a chance. And the answer is no for me. It is definitely not one that I would want to give a chance. So, that being said, do you have anything to add right now, Belle?
It's a good book. I mean, I may be biased because I just love Dickens. Like, Austin, he can do no wrong. But still.
Okay. So, with that out of the way, I will tell you my bad retelling of Great Expectations, because let me tell you, I honestly think I have put a mental block for this book, because I was looking over just like a little synopsis to try to refresh myself with this book, and there was stuff in there that I had no idea that happened at all. So this story is about a dude named Pip. And when Pip was little, his parents died, but he went to live with like his sister or something and her husband, who was a blacksmith. And so when Pip was little, he went to visit the graves of his parents on Christmas. And while he was there, and there was this convict who was like, hey, get me a file so I can break my chains and get me some food and some drink and do it now or else. And so, of course, Pip, being a little kid, is just like, okay. So he goes and he gets those things and he brings them back to the convict. Well, then when he goes back home, I guess the sister's husband, whose name is Joe, is just kind of like, what the heck is going on? And the police come and tell Joe and Pip, hey, we had some escaped convicts. Come and get him, or come help us get him. And so they do, and they do, and that's that. So then after that, Pip gets to be employed by Mrs. Haversham, which is this little old lady who was left at the altar ages and ages and ages ago. And because of that, something knocked loose in her head, and she always wears her wedding dress, like never takes it off. She still has like the wedding party food set up like across the table. So there's like cobwebs on the cake and a whole bunch of other stuff, which is weird. But she needs somebody to help her do things. And so she asked if she could employ Pip to help her do things. Joe and the sister said, sure. And so there he goes to help her. Now, Mrs. Haversham has an adoptive daughter named Estelle. And Pip loves Estelle, like falls in love with her instantly as like an 11-year-old. But that's a different story. But Estelle, on the other hand, stays very, very cold. And that is how Miss Haversham raised her. So Miss Haversham is very proud of her for staying cold. So time goes on, and Pip was supposed to be apprenticed as a blacksmith. Something falls through with that, I guess. I don't really know. Who knows? But then the next thing you know, Pip is being told by this lawyer guy, hey, someone left you an inheritance, and because of that, you can go to London and be a gentleman. And Pip is like, I am in. And so he goes to London. So I guess I should say that apparently this book is split into three parts. Part one is what I just talked about. Part two is this adventure into London, or his first adventures into London. And then there's one more part that we'll get to. I didn't remember it being broken down into parts, but apparently it is.
It is, because it's broke down into three Great Expectations of Pips.
Oh, three Great Expectations of
Hence
Pips.
Hence the name Great Expectations.
Oh, that's nice. Isn't that nice when that all comes together? But anyway, so then in part two, Pip is in London and he meets people and they do stuff. Who knows what they do? No one really cares. And eventually it gets to the point where Pip runs into Estelle again, and Estelle has some admirers. Pip is just kind of like, hey, like, I still love you. And she's like, could care less. Here's this hot guy over here. I think I'm going to trap him and marry him. And Pip's like, but no. Another thing that happens in this part is that Pip does end up finding out who the person was to give him the inheritance. And that was the convict that Pip had helped when he was trying to escape, which, okay, like that's interesting. But Pip kind of gets freaked out by that and doesn't want the money anymore. But of course, he's been like accruing debts. And so, you know, he has to figure out something about that, I guess. I don't know. What else happens in part two? There's a whole lot with a bunch of other side characters that I don't care about. So I'm ignoring that. Like, there's like a whole big part of this synopsis in this story, and it's a no from me. Like, it was so confusing. So I think that pretty much sums up for part two, except at the end, Pip decides that he needs to go to Cairo to seek his fortune, I guess. Who knows? So in part three, it's been like 7 years, and Pip comes back from Cairo, and he's kind of running into people that he knows. He does try to get married at some point, but the girl he tries to get married to ends up getting married to somebody else. So that's good for him, I guess. I don't know. So then Mrs. Haversham does end up, somehow her wedding dress gets set on fire, which I don't get that, but somehow it does. And so Pip tries to help her, and Mrs. Haversham ends up dying anyway. So kind of a lost cause, but Mrs. Haversham does apologize to Pip for kind of pushing Estelle away from him, which that's nice. Pip, in this point of the story, does get really sick, I think. And so Joe kind of shows up and helps him get back on his feet. And then he kind of slips away into the night, which, weird, but okay. The only other thing that happens in part three is that Pip runs into Estelle again. And Estelle has been widowed. And So Estelle kind of apologizes to Pip and is like, hey, like, I kind of love you, I guess. And my marriage was abusive and I regret getting married. So you want to like run away together or something? And Pip's like, sure, I won't leave you. And that's how the book ends.
I mean, yeah, long and the short of it, that is what happens.
So what did I miss that should be very important that I should have said that I didn't, because, you know, I didn't care.
Pip finds out who Estelle's parents are, but everybody's like, yeah, don't act on it. You can't do anything about that. There's a whole nother thing with another convict who, like, attempts to kill Pip, or Pip tries to kill him. It's really stupid, weird. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, he does get, like, different positions and travels. So, like, before he meets Estelle again, he's in Egypt as a clerk for 11 years.
I said he went to Cairo.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I said he went to Cairo for reasons. Don't know why he went there, but he went there.
He got a job.
Oh, that's cool. That's good for him. That's good. We love a boy who travels for his work.
Honestly, I think that's it.
Wow. Huzzah. I did it. Because when I was looking through, I then kind of continued looking through because I was just like, what, like, who's all in the story? There are like 20 characters or more in this story. And that's insane. And I'm just like, Dickens, why have you done this? Like, no.
Yeah, there are a lot of characters and all of their names are mostly kind of weird. So you kind of just gotta go with it and try to remember who's who.
Which, as we know me, like, unless there's something that distinguishes a character or makes them, like, very, very memorable, it takes me a long time to, like, separate out all the characters, essentially, which I'm, like, it's the same way with people. I'm really bad with names, and people get confused. Like, I think certain people are different people and that kind of thing. I'm just not good at that. So for me, just the sheer amount of characters in this book, I think is another reason why it was a no from me. But now, okay, so you said that each part is one big expectation in Pip's life.
Yeah.
So, like, what the frick frack are the actual expectations? Because that doesn't make any sense to me in the slightest.
I think the first one has to do with Estella and getting her to
love him. At 11?
Hey, man. Weird stuff has happened.
Okay, fair. What's number two?
Number two, I would assume, is dealing with his finding out, like, who his benefactor is and becoming a gentleman.
Okay. And then number three.
And number three, I think, has to do with, like, kind of the other side plot. I'm not sure three. Three is where I'm not really sure.
Okay, that's fair. Fair's fair.
Because three is kind of all over the place.
Three is all over the place. Like, it seemed like when I was reading the synopsis, like, when you reach a part three of something, that's when, like, all the loose ends should be, like, wrapping up. And all these other things should be happening. And in this book, I feel like Charles Dickens was like, nope, not going to do that. I'm only going to do a couple. And that was that. You know, it was just very much all over the place.
Honestly, yeah.
All right. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here. Now, do you have any other final thoughts to add?
Nope, not really.
All right. So we want to thank you guys for joining us today. We are out of time. We want to thank you for joining us as I gave a really bad retelling of Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. Hopefully you found it entertaining. If you really love the book, hey, let us know or let me know, because I have yet to find somebody else other than Belle who adores that book. So let us know if you like the show, if you like what you're hearing, if you like us, please consider liking, commenting, following, sharing, subscribing, all of those things. Now, of course, if you don't, or if you don't want to do those things, that's fine. But every one of those things helps us to grow the show. So please consider doing it if you would like. So what are we going to be talking about next time?
A book to movie comparison of Stardust.
Okay, that'll be fun. So we will see you guys then. Bye.